haven't talked to you guys in about 10 years. What's new?
A little bit. 10 years, we got two new members since the last time we talked. We have Aaron here.
Hello,
Aaron,
how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
Plays bass. And our drummer, who's been in the band like 7 years, is Jason Costa. He did not play on Fall Ideas, which is the record that had just come out last time we spoke. So it's been some changes. You know?
Right. So what's going on with that?
Jeannie left the band because she got engaged. You know, she's looking to spend more time at home with the band. They've got a band that they're doing together, so she was looking to focus on that. So we're like, all right. Aaron had worked with us for almost a year prior as our tour manager. So we're just like, you want to join the band? And he was like, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you have a new album.
Yeah, it came out in February. February 24th, I think, or 22nd. Either way. It's called The Order of Things. We just shot a video for our third single, which is, the song's called Victory Lap. Should be looking at something probably in next month. I mean, the turnaround time's not too long on videos, and we just shot it last week, I think. So, yeah, should be looking at something within a month or so. It'll be on all the normal YouTube channel and Vivo and stuff like that, so it'll be around.
So are you guys touring, or is this just a one-off?
Yeah, right now we're out with We Came as Romans on the Hard Drive Live Fallout Tour. Right now it's We Came as Romans, us, Devour the Day is on, coming up.
Like Moths to Flames.
And
Red Sunrise.
Red Sunrise. And then Devour the Day comes in Denver, or is it Salt Lake? In a couple days.
They jump off.
Yeah. Like Moths to Flames drops off and what was it again?
Devour the Day,
that's it. Yeah, Devour the Day. There's two bands on the first half of this one, and then two bands on the second half, and there's a bunch of changes and stuff on which bands are going to be, so this tour I'm a little messed up. Amir was supposed to do it, and Amir had to drop off, so we had to fill it, so it's been a confusing tour trying to figure out who's actually on it, so.
Everyone just wants to be a part of it, you know?
Yeah,
that's cool. Everyone wants to hang out with you guys?
Right. We're fun.
We're fun. I know. I hung out with you guys many, well, maybe not you, but these guys.
He's more fun than us.
I love it.
He's as much fun by himself as the rest of the band is all together.
Actual fun grenade. Just
awesome.
Let her rip.
Pull the pin. Yeah. Give him a little caffeine. give him a coffee.
Just give me a whiff of Mountain Dew and I'm good to go.
Wow. So let's talk to you. How's been playing and all that remains?
It's amazing, you know. Like we have a great history together as friends and as touring friends as well. We know we coexist very well together, and come from the same cloth. So it's very organic and natural. And there was no weird forced thing. Like it just made sense. And to play music with my friends, it's awesome. They're great songwriters. The songs are a blast to play. There's a whole variety and a dynamic of different parts, so you kind of get to fulfill, as a musician, you get to a little bit of everything. You know, you get the slow jams, and you get the really heavy stuff, blast beats, and so it's cool. You get to, get a little bit of all-around flavor for all the songs. It's a great time. We just played today at Knotfest, and it was unbelievable. The crowd was so receptive, and dust flying everywhere, and people losing it. Multiple hits, all that. So it's amazing.
So how long did you get to learn all the songs?
5 minutes.
Yep.
Jeez, that was nice.
Happened very quick, so I had to bring my A game and lock it down so we could hop on tour and get rolling.
So now you got it?
Yeah.
Are you from
Massachusetts? Party is on. I'm not. I'm originally from Ohio, and I'm now, moved to Florida, and some tool around here and there.
So how did you guys meet in the first place?
Touring.
Just touring? You were with another band, or?
He was in a band called Bury Your Dead.
Okay.
We toured in 2006 for the first time together, and then
it was right after Ozfest.
And then I was in another band called Devil Driver, and we did Soundwave in Australia together in 2011. And keep bumping into each other and maintain a friendship. And then I ended up tour managing as well as playing. And then I ended up working for these lovely people. And like I said, it came around, you know. I had the background as a musician and could fill the shoes. And
abracadabra.
That's a magic word.
So the new album, who writes most of your music, lyrics?
We're collaborative. Usually, Ollie will come up with most of the riffs. And then Mike will write a few riffs, I'll write a few riffs, and then we'll go ahead and take the stuff and kind of pull it apart and take the pieces we like and arrange it all as a band. And then lyrically, up until this last record, it was just me, and this last record, our producer Josh Wilbur, he had input on the lyrics and stuff. So those lyrics and vocals and stuff, that's all handled by me. Pretty much, for the most part. I don't know what's going to be like the next record. We'll see.
Are you already planning the next one?
I'm not planning on... We don't have any parts, but we've talked about things, you know, what we're thinking about, you know, what kind of dynamic Aaron's going to bring to the band as opposed to, you know, what Genie had to offer and stuff and how it can be incorporated into our sound. I mean, the primary songwriters in the band are me, Mike, and... Or up until now have been me, Mike, and all. You know, we're really the ones that kind of lay it out. We know Aaron's a good songwriter, so his input, you know, is something that we're going to be very interested in hearing, you know, a different perspective.
That's cool. That's awesome. Social media. Are you guys active on social media? Do you guys...
I tend to make people upset on the internet. On occasion.
Really?
On occasion.
Interesting. Tell me. I like dirty gossip. Juicy.
I mean, anyone that's familiar with All That Remains, if they're on social media, is probably, or if they go to like web, you know, blogs or metal news sites and stuff, I'm sure that they know the kind of crap that people get mad at me for. And I'm completely unapologetic. I don't care if your feelings are hurt, you know, and I don't care if it's the incorrect opinion. It's just an opinion, first of all, and I'm probably right, second.
Fact.
So fuck yourself.
Yeah, right. I agree with that. I'm the same way with my magazine. If you don't like the truth, then I'm not kissing your ass, you know.
Click unfollow. You know? Fuck you.
So you are behind.
I'm the guy that's running.
Okay.
There's, and to be honest with you, I mean, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, or whatever people think of what I say and what I decide to post about and stuff. You know, I take it as a kind of a point of pride. There's not a lot of front men that are as honest about who they are. I mean, you get a lot of bands where they have their, you know, their social media accounts, and all they do is they promote their band. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's safe. You know, it's easy to sit there and just put up ads and talk about how great the show was, and you know, and it's, I mean, it's safe, but in my opinion, it's about as fake as it gets.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not, right.
I mean, technically, it's not fake because they're deciding what they want to put out there. But
they're being safe.
To be safe. They're not opinions. There's no, you know, there's no thought put into it. You know, it's not engaging with anyone. It's just, hey, come see us at this time. Hey, you guys are great. Hey, come see us this time. Wow, today, you know, it's like, it's not engaging. To me, it's just like fluff.
Yeah.
You know, and
enjoy interacting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like debate. You know, I got no time for small talk. I don't go hang out a whole lot, like go out and bullshit after shows and party and stuff, because small talk bothers me, you know. So if you're not interesting, I don't want to hang out with you just to have someone around.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So what do you debate about?
Anything. I'll take sides on shit that I don't agree with just to get in the fight. Seriously.
Right now, I guess everybody's yelling about Donald Trump, right?
He's the best thing that's happened in politics. God knows how long he's the greatest. I love him. There has not ever been a politician that has been more fun. I had the greatest time following Donald Trump this summer. So much fun. To be honest with you, if it boils down to Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, from my perspective, 6-1, half dozen the other. Neither of them in any way would do anything really beneficial for issues that I think are important. So, like, neither of them would. I mean, Hillary's essentially openly hostile to people that have my opinion, so, I mean, it's not a question of, you know, I mean, it's like, what's my choice? I can go ahead and, you know, protest and not vote, or write in, but, you know, so...
Not Bernie Sanders?
No.
I don't
support anyone that supports the idea of stealing your property. I don't like Donald Trump for this very same reason. He likes eminent domain laws. He's taking people's property to build buildings. He's a dick.
And you?
No comment.
He'd be one of those front men that only put up pictures of how great the show was.
Play it safe. Just keep it funny. Keep it casual.
So you're the mask and he's the voice, is that?
He's got a better face than I do. Better smile. He's a good looking man. Second, third show with us, there's a girl just looking at him, just dreaming. I was like, no shit, huh?
Wow.
That's what it's like to be in a boy band.
Oh shit. That'll be the next album. All the remains,
with
boy
Justin
band.
Timberlake.
One Direction, New Direction.
Oh my goodness. So how's the tour been?
Great.
Yeah. People coming out?
Yeah, the We Came as Romans guys are super cool. You know, all the bands have really been fun to hang out with. So, you know, it's been a good time. The show's been great, you know. Merch sales are really good. So I mean, you can't get a whole lot more, you know, of the right things in a row.
That's good, because you guys have been around for a while and caught on. People caught on.
We've been doing this for a bit, you know.
Yeah, for a while. Are you married?
I am married.
Oh, congratulations. How long?
We've been married 3 years now. 3 years.
Wow.
3 years in August.
Awesome.
We've been dating for about 8 or so.
Wow.
On and off.
Cool.
She's awesome. Good. She's a good woman.
That's good. Congratulations. Anything else you guys like to add?
Check us out online. Go to the All That Remains Facebook page. It's facebook.com/AllThatRemains.
And fight with Phil.
Pardon me?
And fight with Phil.
Yeah. Well, you have to go to my page to fight with me.
Oh,
which
okay.
You can find links to it on the All That Remains page. It's just search Philip Amonte on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter, @PhilThatRemains. Instagram is @AllThatRemains for the All That Remains Instagram. My Instagram is @PhilThatRemains.
Great. Final thoughts?
Bubbleitis.
Bubbleitis. It's not bubble tits. It's bubbleitis.
Bubbleitis.
Everyone thinks it's bubble tits, but it's bubble ITIS.
Okay.
And that's my Instagram.
Okay.
Lots of food pictures.
Lots of food. Lots of cooking.
Do you cook?
Lots of working out. Yeah. That's pretty much all I do is work out and cook.
Yeah.
And play a show here and there.
Somehow I don't believe that.
Is it the rocking, cooking, or working out?
I'll cook on stage. I don't even care. Bring me a barbecue. You can't threaten me with a good time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
And I did see your show earlier.